This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 34,200 crore rupees at Samudra Se Samriddhi event in Bhavnagar. The projects include major maritime projects worth over 7,800 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi called for self-reliance in every field, asserting that India's dependence on foreign countries remains one of its biggest enemies. He said it is high time that India stands before the world as a self-reliant nation to realize the vision of a developed India by 2047. Mr. Modi also inaugurated Mumbai International Cruise Terminal along with several major maritime projects valued at more than 7,800 crore rupees. He announced that the India's maritime sector would soon adopt a One Nation, One Port procedure, aiming to simplify port procedures across the country. Underscoring India's civilizational maritime legacy, PM Modi said the government is establishing a National Maritime Heritage Museum at Lothal to showcase the country's ancient maritime traditions and preserve them for future generations. Guided by mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under PM Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has strengthened universal health coverage and improved access to quality health care.
In the last 11 years, India's healthcare system has undergone a profound transformation under the dynamic leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In 2018, the Narendra Modi government launched Ayushman Bharat, Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, PMJAY, the world's largest health insurance program. The scheme provides health cover of 5 lakh rupees per family per year, targeting the bottom 40% of India's population. The scheme covers over 12 crore families, benefiting nearly 55 crore individuals.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will undertake a two-day official visit to Morocco from Monday. This will mark the first ever visit of a Raksha Mantri to the North African nation, underscoring the growing strategic convergence between India and Morocco. During the visit, the minister will attend the inauguration of Tata Advanced Systems Morocco's new manufacturing facility for the wheeled armoured platform at Barshed. This facility is the first ever Indian defense manufacturing plant in Africa, marking important milestone reflecting growing global footprint of India's defense industry under the Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative. Mr. Singh will hold a bilateral meeting with his Moroccan counterpart, Abdeltif Lodoui, to strengthen defense, strategic and industry cooperation. Both sides are also expected to sign a memorandum of understanding on cooperation in the field of defense. Chief Justice of India, Justice B.R. Gawai, inaugurated the 10th All India Conference of the Central Administrative Tribunal, CAT, in New Delhi this morning. In his address, Chief Justice Gawai said, CAT has worked tirelessly to achieve this goal in last 4 decades since its inception, stressing on the need for greater consistency in the tribunal's rulings and transparency in its functioning. The Chief Justice of India said, everyone who approaches the tribunal must feel that the decision is well reasoned. The 10th All India Conference aims to deliberate on the way forward for strengthening the judicial and administrative system. On 3rd September, the GST Council announced the next generation GST reforms. The new tax rates will be implemented from Monday. In electronics appliances sector, the government has announced a big relief by reducing GST rates on household electronic items. The tax rates on electric accumulators have been slashed from 28% to 18%, enhancing access to backup power for digital devices and small appliances. The tax rate for composting machines has been cut down from 12% to 5%, making composting technology more affordable. Similarly, tax rates on two-way radios have also been brought down from 12% to 5%, lowering procurement costs of police forces, paramilitary units and defense establishments. The reductions will have multiple advantages, like increase in sales of domestic electronics in the country. The ARM's new semiconductor design office set up in Bengaluru will focus on next-generation 2-nanometer chip technology. This marks a key step in India's semiconductor journey as semiconductors power moderate electronics, acting as the brain of devices from smartphones to satellites. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.